The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sinn Féin is bringing a private member's bill on extending voting rights to Irish citizens outside the state for the presidential election. It's been talked about for an awful long time. There was actually a constitutional convention. Do you remember them? They first recommended this extension back in 2013. A fair bit has changed since. Sinn Féin Senator Conor Murphy is with us on the line. Hiya, Conor.
How are you, Jonathan?
I'm good. Is this more about extending the right to vote to people who live in the north of the island as opposed to people living in Australia?
Well, I think it is reflecting the recommendation of the Constitutional Convention, which the government accepted and pledged to move on. So it did talk about rights for all Irish citizens. Obviously, I think there is a primary demand for that right to be extended to people on the island. The president is the president of Ireland. He's not the president of the Republic. And, you know, the idea that citizens north of the border who are under the Good Friday Agreement entitled to be defined as Irish citizens haven't been able to secure that now for the last 13, 14 years, despite repeated promises from the governments, various governments, then I think is very much regrettable. And it's something I think that has caused increasing concern north of the border, particularly when the current government was formed, having promised to undertake this a number of times, that it didn't even appear in the programme for government. Mm-hmm. And this obviously is the year of a presidential election, and that brings that home all the more to people living right across the six counties.
I could see the logic, Conor, in extending it to people in the north. However, we also have now a significant number of Irish citizens living in the UK, many of whom have got the passport on the grandfather rule, and loads of Irish citizens living around the world. I mean, we're talking a lot more than 6 million people. Could that run the risk of delegitimising the vote for an Uachtaráin?
Well, I think Ireland wouldn't be the only country that allows votes in elections to citizens who live not in the actual country itself. I mean, that is a fairly common practice for citizens who are abroad from many, many countries. But I do think certainly we have a huge diaspora, and that question, I think, would need to be examined closely. The recommendation was to facilitate that. I think the government needs to move to see how they could facilitate that, under what circumstances people would be entitled to vote. But I do think there is, as I say, a priority in relation to people who live on the island who are under the Good Friday Agreement entitled to Irish citizenship, who want to exercise their franchise in relation to the presidential election and have been denied that thus far by successive governments, despite repeated promises that the governments were going to undertake to do this. And you know, they seem to be expressing a will to do this, which has never yet materialised. So the purpose of the motion is to remind them of that and to press them to take action on this in the not too distant future.
Now, of course, a cynic, and neither you or I would be described as that, would say, well, sure, Sinn Féin are bound to push this forward. Wouldn't they benefit from it because they'd have extra votes in the north?
Well, I mean, Sinn Féin are entitled, as any party, either across the island or indeed in the current circumstance in the south, to put forward candidates. But it isn't about that. This is about Irish citizenship. This is about a recognition of a change in demographic on the island, of constitutional change, which is on the horizon. And in this step alone, something which was supported by a citizens' convention on the constitution some 13, 14 years ago, to say that these rights should be facilitated. It is a natural outworking of the Good Friday Agreement, which guaranteed the rights of Irish citizens living on the island to extend the franchise to them.
So what happens next? I mean, you've brought forward legislation here. As you say, it's not in the programme for government. Are you shouting into a bit of a void on this one?
Well, it should have been in the programme for government. I think it is reprehensible that both governments, or both parties in government, having committed to this on a number of occasions over a range of years, have yet to deliver on it, and now have not even included in the programme for government. So it is, we've had a bill sitting, having passed second stage in the Dáil on a number of occasions, waiting to go to committee stage. And I think the government should facilitate that bill to go to committee stage so that we can then open up the analysis of all of the issues that you have raised and which need to be addressed as a consequence of that. But we do need movement on this issue. The government has promised this over a number of years and has yet to move on it.
But my just final question, has Brexit, the destroyer of all things, has that potentially damaged this as well? Because it has changed the landscape. And while the convention may have recommended this, that's when the UK was part of the European Union. It is no longer thus. So is it a bit trickier now to try and get this done, or any kind of all-Ireland voting?
I don't believe so. I mean, the government in Britain are co-guarantors of the Good Friday Agreement. They have signed up back as far as 1998, some 27 years ago, to recognise the rights and entitlement of people to be considered Irish and to be Irish citizens living in the six counties. So this is, as I say, a logical extension of that right. The British government are still committed to the Good Friday Agreement, regardless of what has come out of Brexit. So I don't see that necessarily as a barrier on this at all. There have been a number of reasons advanced by either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael over the last number of years to say why they haven't moved. And I think all of those are stripped back and bare. Now they need to move on this. They need to commit to it and fulfil the commitment that they made some 13, 14 years ago.
Sinn Féin Senator Conor Murphy, thanks very much for joining us on The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.